Folks, it's Emmy time.
The Yak Babies proudly present the Emmy Machine. From English to Igbo to Maori and back again to English. Children are happy to take English resources to go and listen to English.
Now we sing the Emmy theme song. It's a time to play the Emmy game. We're all here. We're going to listen to things and try to guess what they are. We don't know the languages because we are dumb. Look around, see what you are doing. Do you have a ball and are you having fun? Can you see anything that is nice? And now it's time to play the game. Here's Brick.
Hi, I'm Brick.
Hello.
Last time we recorded, maybe two times ago, I don't know, we talked about how it's been a few years that I followed through on my personal desire to reread Calvin and Hobbes every summer, which is something I normally do haven't for the last few years. So this year I broke it out and I've begun my quest to read through all of them in the glorious, essential, giant, hardbound thing that I have, which is really nice. So obviously it's time for an Emmy game. So if you don't know, Calvin and Hobbes is a 20th century comic strip by Bill Watterson, described in Wikipedia as a comic strip that follows the humorous antics of the title characters, Calvin, a precocious, mischievous, and adventurous six-year-old boy, and Hobbes, his sardonic stuffed type. It's essentially a comic strip that is, you know, a combination of funny and sweet, and it's about a kid kind of making sense of the world and having that sort of perspective with a lot of the layers of bullshit stripped off, allowing for irony and humor and all that other stuff. That's not Wikipedia, that's me. So what we're going to do today is play a game called Calvin and Hobbes, or Calvin or Hobbes.
Gotcha.
So you're going to you're going to tell me if the quotes are from a Calvin and Hobbes strip or if they are from John Calvin, who was a 16th century French theologian during the Reformation. According to Wikipedia, he developed a system of Christian theology later called Calvinism, aspects of which include the doctrines of predestination and the absolute sovereignty of God and salvation in the human soul from death and eternal damnation. Or is it a quote from Thomas Hobbes, the 17th century British philosopher, most known for his influential thought regarding social contract? So that is typically posits that individuals have consented, either explicitly or tacitly, to surrender some of their freedoms and submit to the authority of the ruler or the decision of a minority in exchange for protection of their remaining rights or the maintenance of the social order. All right, so for each of these, you're going to tell me. So, I mean, turns out both Calvin... John Calvin and Thomas Hobbes, both kind of like real dicks that have fucked up society for a while. Very influential. Good on them. So you're going to tell me if it's Calvin and Hobbes or Calvin or Hobbes.
Gotcha.
We're going to go clockwise here, starting with Nico from mine. So it's going to go Nico, Dave, Aaron is going to be the order. If someone gets it wrong, the next person in line will have the only chance to steal. Otherwise, it's just by deduction you're going to get it. So if you get it wrong, I will call on someone to answer the steal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Solid.
Roger.
Roger's not one of the things. It's Calvin and Hobbes or Calvin
oh,
or Hobbes.
Oh, boy. Okay. Thanks, Dad.
Number one. By the way, this is, I'm pretty confident, might be the hardest Eevee game you've ever gotten.
It sounds hard already, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm hard already.
Yeah, we know. You jacked off on your own poop.
We got it in there.
Hey!
I also got in a nice Lady A joke for Aaron on the last one.
I appreciate
just
that.
Slipped right in there. That's You're welcome.
Very good.
I don't understand. I didn't get it.
Didn't hear the news.
Turns out
Lindsey Graham.
There's lots of people on the internet claiming that Lindsey Graham has been hiring gay hookers who call him Lady G.
He insists they call him Lady G.
That's his thing. Yeah. So that's part of the blackmail that Trump and Putin have by the nuts.
Aaron's Lady A. Okay, I got
it. Yep. All right. Number one. Who looked at the bull and said, I think I'll get everything I get?
I'm going to say Hobbes.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. David, you want to steal?
Going Calvin and Hobbes.
That is Calvin and Hobbes. Wow. Who was the guy who first looked at a cow and said, I think I'll drink whatever comes out of those when I squeeze them?
It's good.
All right. So, we didn't talk. So I guess 2 points if you get it right and 1 point if you steal. Is that fair?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So a point for Dave. All right. Now it's Dave's turn. You are often good at biodiversity when you are not engaged in your work.
I'm going to go Calvin and Hobbes again.
Ooh. Ooh, ooh, you are correct.
Nice.
Life's a lot more fun when you're not responsible for your actions. Nice. That's another 2 points.
Where does biodiversity come from, I wonder?
Life. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, number trace.
Yeah.
Aaron,
yep.
Curiosity is curiosity.
I'm going to say Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Nico, curiosity is curiosity.
Calvin.
No, I'm sorry, that was Thomas Hobbes.
Ooh.
Curiosity is the lust of the mind.
It's a lot of stuff to disappear for just curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Curiosity is the lust of the mind. That is some prime grade bullshit.
Yep.
I'm going to start calling a lot more things creativity then.
Nico's real turn, right? I spend all my time waiting for an international event to make me happy.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Correct. I'm killing time while I wait for life to shower me with meaning and happiness.
International event. That's not a bad. I kind of like that, actually.
Yeah. All right, David. The pain that the mind is suffering from is the hell of a living soul.
Sounds like a Calvin to me.
Oh, you are correct. The torture of a bad conscience is the hell of a living soul.
Dave, bet in 1,000.
Aaron.
Yep.
The dog barked at the dog when it attacked his owner. I would be very scared if I saw the truth of Sky being attacked and kept silent.
I'm going to say Hobbes.
Incorrect. Fuck. Nico.
Calvin.
Correct.
Son of a bitch.
A dog Ooh. Barks when his master is attacked. I would be a coward if I saw that God's truth is attacked and yet would remain silent.
What a loser.
Woof.
Yeah, you
Woof.
Were, you were the loser.
Speaking of, did you see that thing that like Fox News put up? I think it was last night. About like evidence of anarchist liberals like trying to destroy society, and the last thing was attack and dethrone God.
No, that's a good one.
It's like part of the liberal agenda is to attack and dethrone God. I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty fucking
yeah.
rad.
Yeah, it's
top of the
yeah.
desire to attack and dethrone God too.
Yeah,
yeah.
We should make a Yak Babies cut that says God is a dick.
Yeah,
get that John Calvin, you fucking idiot.
That's what the cup's doing. All right. I lost track of whose turn it is.
I think Nico.
All right, Nico. The truth is that my life is in danger.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Correct. Whoa. Reality continues to ruin my life.
Nice.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Mm-hmm. I recommend reading Calvin and Hobbes. It's the best comic strip. I am on my last journey, a major decline in depression.
Gonna go Calvin and Hobbes.
Incorrect.
Whew, I would have said that too.
I will say Calvin.
Incorrect. That was Thomas Hobbes' dying words. I'm about to take my last voyage, a great leap in the dark.
That sounds pretty cool.
Depression comes from dark there.
Yeah.
Yeah, major decline in depression. Aaron?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it for a while. But women who are not very good at it will want to have it.
Calvin Hobbes.
Incorrect.
Fuck.
Nico.
Hobbes.
No, I'm sorry. That was John Calvin. Yet consider now whether women are not quite past sense and reason when they want to rule over men.
Oh, so John Calvin is a oh. bitch.
Yeah.
He's afraid of women.
All right, Nico. God sent me into the world to do certain things, and I am behind. I will not die.
Well, we know it's not Hobbes because he just died. Last
Dead giveaway.
Kevin Barry Plot.
I'm going to say Calvin.
Incorrect.
Whoa. Come on. That was a real, what do you call it, red herring?
No, but.
I almost said blue oyster for some reason. couldn't come up with the phrase.
I think that's a sex act.
Real blue oyster.
David.
I think. Maybe this is a curveball, and I'm going to go Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, you just hit the curveball out of the park. Whoa. God put me on Earth to accomplish certain things. Right now, I'm so far behind, I'll never die.
Wow.
David, to double down. There is no grass, no flag in this world does not mean we should be happy.
Flag in this world. I'll go Calvin.
Correct.
Whoa.
There is not one blade of grass. There is no color in this world that is not intended to make us rejoice.
Ah, it's not true.
They have a lot of purpose.
See some gnarly blades of grass.
How about we get a score check?
Currently, Dave is in lead with 8. Nico is close second with 6, and I am trailing with 0.
Okay, let's see if we can put you on the board with this one.
Yeah.
This is one of the wonderful things about biology. It's so bad that it can't be too bad.
I'm gonna say Calvin and Hobbes.
Correct. Yes. That's one of the remarkable things about life. It's never so bad. And it can't get worse.
That's good.
Nico, it is the nature of natural value that it is important.
I'm going to say Calvin and Hobbes.
Incorrect. David.
Hobbes.
Thomas Hobbes. In the state of nature, profit is the measure of right. That guy's real fucking asshole. Thanks for capitalism, you dick.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. David. No, you started that, or was that a steal?
That was a steal.
All right, David, doubling down again. Recognize that nature does not mean that our lives are clean, simple, and valuable. But to keep up with your day-to-day activity, you don't have to worry about that. Maybe that's because everyone is so focused on the world and what we do best.
I think I'm going to go Hobbes again.
Incorrect.
I will say Calvin.
I'm sorry, that was from Calvin and Hobbes. This is when Calvin finds a dead bird. You realize that nature is ruthless and our existence is very fragile, temporary, and precious. But to go on with your daily affairs, you can't really think about that, which is probably why everyone takes the world for granted and why we act so thoughtlessly. All right, Aaron, trying to get any points.
Yeah, I have two.
Trying to get four points. Oh! Human nature is a form of human warfare against all nations.
Hobbes.
Correct. This is probably the one, like, recognizable quote in this whole thing. The condition of man is a condition of war of everyone against everyone.
Huh. Big comeback.
I feel like I might have done that backwards.
Yeah, it made more sense.
The first thing made more sense. The other one, that might have been a cut and paste issue, but that's fine. Nico.
Yeah.
If people were sitting outside watching the stars all night, when I would be with them, I would live a great life.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Correct. If people sat outside and looked at the stars each night, I bet they'd live a lot differently. Score check.
Dave still lead with 9. Nico right behind him with 8. And I am trailing with 4.
All right. We're nearing the home stretch here.
Okay.
Dave, there is nothing more important than the manifestation of the spirit rather than our own imagination and power.
Calvin.
Correct. There is no worse screen to block out the spirit than confidence in our own intelligence. What a dig.
Wow.
Don't think. Just like God. Aaron, the most powerful thing that shows the knowledge of biology in that world, he has never tried to contact us with.
I'm going to go with Cal.
Incorrect.
For the he was a dead giveaway.
Can you say repeat it?
The most powerful thing that shows the knowledge of biology in that world, he has never tried to contact us with.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Correct. The surest sign that intelligent life exists elsewhere in the universe is that it has never tried to contact us. Nico?
Yes.
This is not the case. No letter, no public. Worst of all fears and worries of death. In the life of man, the ruler, the poor, the wicked, the cruel, and the short.
Hobbes.
Correct. No arts, no letters, no society. And which is worst of all? Continual fear and danger of violent death. The life of man, solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short.
Wow.
Score update.
According to my calculations, Dave, we're tied.
Yeah, tied. So 11 to 11, and then I've got 4 still.
Fuck.
Okay, so this is the last one. So Dave, get this correct to win.
Sorry, Nico. You're totally fucked.
Force me to come up with a tiebreaker. Ready, David?
Yep.
Life is better than you think when no one is thinking.
I feel like you would close it out with a Calvin and Hobbes. Therefore. No, I'm going to stick with it. Calvin and Hobbes.
That was almost a real fucking swing there. Yeah, that was Calvin and Hobbes. Life's disappointments are harder to take when you don't know any swear words.
Son of a bitch.
Nice.
You almost Nico'd yourself out of a win right there.
Well, I saw your face turn, and I thought you were gearing up to say it was wrong.
I'm saying Kevin Hobbes is what I would say if I was saying the wrong answer. The right answer actually is Calvin. Or is it? Maybe it's Hobbes instead. Good work, Dave. You won with 13. You're the philosopher of this group. Nico with 11, and I had 4, proving that I am not.
The most worth this.
100% agree. That was definitely hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hard.
And hard to, I guess we eventually figured out the difference between Hobbes and Calvin, but at first, very difficult. Excellent. Good work, everyone.
Yeah.
Let's go worship God.
Fuck God. I got nothing. Is that the end? Do we end it?
Oh, yeah, that's the end. worshiping God is the end.
No, yak babies yakking off.
Yak babies yakking off for God.
Yakking off on poop.